Pranic People Part 5. In Part 5A, we take a brief look at some global changes that are affecting how our physical systems are now operating.
Welcome back to our heart sharing on Pranic People Living and Consciousness. Like everyone involved in this research, whether it be the beautiful Qigong masters in China, where I now am recording this, whether it be those amazing Indian yogis who have known of this gift for so long, whether it be our new Westerners who are now popping up all around the world, sharing with as much wisdom and love that they can for who they are, their experience of being given this gift of freedom. No matter where people are coming from, this is a flow that will not go away. When something is beneficial for human evolution, it is impossible to squash it. I love the fact that right now Elon Musk is bringing Tesla technology to the world. How many technologies have been discovered and been suppressed because of the money game? We must be realistic. If this is true, would it threaten the billion-dollar pharmaceutical industry that thrives on people being sick if we no longer get sick and need medicine? Would it threaten the billion-dollar industry regarding food production if we really are at choice regarding where we want to take our nourishment from? Of course. But people are following the call in their heart. Let's talk about natural things happening. There's big spikes in the Schumann resonance on Earth, and many of you know what this means. It's reflecting a change in consciousness. We are witnessing solar flare activity that we have not seen for a long time, and some say that is changing the energy moving through the sun, or it's coming as a result of energy moving from the galactic core through the sun that is flooding our world. And as a consequence, people are absorbing this energy. The pineal gland is changing its production of DMT. This DMT production is flooding our brain with a new frequency spectrum that is doing what we just spoke of in the previous video. It is creating harmony between left and right brain frequencies. What this means is that as our system is absorbing these transmissions, people are noticing their appetites are changing. All around the world, people are saying to me that if they take certain foods, their body bloats, they feel uncomfortable, they're becoming gluten intolerant, they find they can't drink as much alcohol or anymore. They find they can't take a heavy diet. People's bodies are naturally lightening up. We talked earlier about the collective choice of the human life wave to live in peace, even though not everybody knows the pathways to this. We are public, sharing this free online series because we've learned so much about what pranic living is about and the consciousness that this carries when we come into a harmonized and unified state within ourselves. And while this is happening naturally, organically, all around the world, as people lighten up, as people make different choices, as we decide we wish to live now in harmony on earth, in more unity, as we let go of hate, the games of separation and war and violence, and as we realize that what we give our energy to, we will cultivate. With all of this, we can speed the whole game up if we want, just by how we choose to spend our time. And so this is what we are going to look at now.
So before we go on to look at lifestyle, which allows us to be immersed more deeply in pure nature and infused by its energy so that we lose all human hungers. Remember, so much is changing in our world as consciousness among us also changes as we remember and seek to know who we really are. The Schumann resonance has noticed big changes. Gaia, our earth, is also releasing a new harmonic that is demanding that we become more harmonized within ourselves and with each other. And of course, we have the energy flowing in through our sun that is improving, increasing our DMT, pineal gland production, allowing us to live in a more balanced way with our intellect and intuition. Now let's move on and look at lifestyle and purer immersion in that which feeds us.